You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. We've got a really, really fun one for you listeners today, and we promise there is a purpose behind playing this for you right now.
How do you manage to be so funny, beautiful, interesting, intelligent, successful, all at the same time?
We have to admit, we might have listened to this a couple of times. And yes, it was nice for the old ego. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to parlay this into, first of all, this person that called in did not leave their name. So it's one of those things. Are they being genuine? Are they being sarcastic? This probably has happened to you in some of your reviews that you've gotten from guests. You know, there's some of those digs in there. And you're like, we want to talk about reviews today. But this person, their name was Duh. So let me know what you think about that. But thank you, Duh. I took it as super positive. And then Sarah was like, oh, maybe he's...
No, and I took it as like he was being sarcastic. I was like, Annette, this is a really good opportunity for... But then when we played it, we felt really good about that. He was, you know, stroking our ego. And so the first thing we want to offer up to you is hosting is hard, right? You pour your heart and soul into not only the design and the decor and the location and how you speak to your guests and their check-in, right?
And every detail.
Things are bound to go either wrong or expectations are different on both sides of the table there. And so you are going to get constructive criticism. You're going to get flat out rude reviews. So when you get those awesome ones, because they are the majority, and we know all of our Thanks for Visiting audience, you guys have the majority are glowing reviews. Do yourself a favor and print a few out and put them on your bathroom mirror or on your bedroom vanity mirror in your office, because you're going to need those reminders when things get tough that you are a rock star host.
Yeah, like we're going to keep this recording and we're going to play it. We might make it into a mix if we need to. But I actually, at VRMA or VRMA, Vacation Rental Management Association, I attended one of the seminars and it was about reviews and how to deal with bad reviews. And this was something that the woman that was leading it said, like she has a file in her office of like all positive reviews. So when she's having that day where she's just getting beat up by a negative review, she can go into that brag bank and like look at those. And the other thing that she offered, which I thought was really good, is to those negative ones, because people in this section, it was awesome. They were standing up and they were like giving names and like almost verbatim the negative reviews. Like they were seeding, and it might have been a year later. And she was like, I give you permission to let that negative review go. So we also want to give you permission to let those go. They sting, they hurt, but you have to let them go in order to move on. Like I was telling, we get bad reviews on our podcast. So if you haven't left us a positive one, feel free. That's my plug today to leave us a positive one, but definitely let those negative reviews go. But Sarah, what should you do with every single review, positive or negative?
Always respond to every review. It is not for the person who left the review. It is for the person considering staying with you. How you respond to both positive and negative reviews tells so much about the business owner and operator. And I promise you, you are going to be doing yourself a favor with your occupancy if you do that. And we do it for every single review that we receive. And here's what the team does as well is every week they will share a positive review with the team, mm-hmm. with the cleaner. And when we do have constructive criticism, because if we get something that is just blatantly inappropriate or rude or what have you, we honestly just discard those outliers. But when you have constructive criticism, take it in-house with yourself if you are running the business and see how you can spin that to be positive, just like we did with Dove's message for us here.
I love Dove's review. Thanks, Dove.
Thank you. No, we needed to hear that. But also, if he came at it from a sarcastic way, it's okay because, you know, we're choosing to take it and spin it into something positive. So when someone leaves you 2 stars because this happened to me, I didn't have Kleenex in my rental. You know, this is back in the day.
Is it Kleenex or tissue?
Tissue paper, but Kleenex.
Okay.
When I grew up, my mother was just like, you can use a toilet paper. So when I started hosting, I didn't think about it. And you better believe we have multiple boxes of tissue throughout our properties. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
But that was a great, constructive, like, you know,
I learned something.
People, like, one, that was something that a guest wanted. I got a very negative review. I'll be honest, I didn't have table lamps on all of my nightstands. Mm. And this couple, they were vacation rental owners. They were big readers. They did not want the overhead lights on at night. And there are now lamps at every single bedside.
And that now loves secondary lighting.
Yes, I do. I actually have 2 extras I haven't even showed you. I just bought 2 last week at Target because they were so cute. I was like, I don't even need these, but I'll buy them for future. I need to show them to you. They're really cute. But copy the stuff out. Have the positives there. But I love, if you do not leave those reviews, that was something, again, like that was an eye-opening moment. That was actually inside of our membership. We had a huge discussion about that, about leaving all, reviewing every review that is given to you. And let's give you a specific, for instance, let's say a pipe froze in your house and like this guest is leaving kind of a scathing review about like this one-off issue because of Mother Nature. And you could reply and say, explain what the weather was. It's remedied. It will not happen again. Like you want to give them the steps that have been, let that future guest know. We were there within 3 hours. We did this. We called. Like that's where you would want to give a description to the potential guest of what happened. They can obviously read that review, but what your rebuttal was, how you remedied it. That's exactly what Sarah's talking about, is giving that future guest, you are doing marketing for the future guest that's going to book your place.
You brought up a good point. Now, we could have a whole episode on just reviews, but I guess we
are. Aren't we?
We are. Do not use the opportunity to respond to a review to vent.
No. Oh.
Okay.
Write it all out.
Yes.
Send it to
call
somebody.
Call your bestie, vent, and then you get on there and you are positive and you are constructive and you own up to whether it is Mother Nature or your fault.
And give it some time. You always want to give yourself a little buffer time.
Yes.
We were actually with hosts last week and one of the hosts was talking about how they go back and forth and they text what their reviews would be. And then they're like, okay, you need to tone it down, but they just need to get it out.
Yes.
So I know people that have like a fake email. And they send all their feelings to that email address so they can press send. They want to rage click send. So if you are like that, maybe you have your like, you know.
Yeah, let it out.
You have your own Gmail where you send all those. Just make sure you don't mess it up.
But you don't want to let your future hosts know that you are just, you know.
Yeah, seething.
Yeah. So with that, we hope that we've given you permission to let go of that negative review, celebrate the positive ones, and use every piece of feedback as a way to improve your business. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.